Kevin, very important to retain a Nicky record status, you know, to keep this progress going, to keep building for these boys.
Yeah, it's seriously important. Like at the very late stage that I came in this year, just, you know, a week or two before the league, that's the one thing I said at the time, that once they'd stay, keep it where we found it, like stay in Division 3A and stay in the Nicky record, because it's an absolute turmoil. And even up to even this week, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, we've called off more training sessions than we've had. Just the other night, two of the starting 15 were there, you know, for a lot of reasons. I wouldn't say genuine reasons, but so, you know, my fear is, and particularly with what's different things going on and lads not going in, that if they did slip down in any of those, that they'd have a less chance of getting everyone back together next year. So I think this is hugely important, because I would hope, like, even with what's there and five or six others who'll become available again next year, and it certainly won't be with me, but that come available and go in with those, and, you know, there is a future there. There's a very little, like, that being top of that league and being bottom of that league or second last, there was absolutely nothing in it, you know. And even the Nicky record, like, they had put it up to Mayo and had Mayo bet, but ran out of fitness totally and everything. But no, look, to answer your question, it's absolutely crucial. I think it's more important for us than for Manna, and that's being honest. As much as I'd love to see them progressing, I think it's more important. If we slip down, I think it will be a huge slippery slope.
And these boys showed great character, you know, especially when they were down to 14 men. You know, despite the disruptive nature of the season, you know, they did show that they've pride in the jersey and they battled away there and got themselves a great win.
Like, with the amount of training that's gone in, fitness was never going to win it for us, and it's a problem, like, in other games, and at times even not having them train together enough even making a team out. But the one thing they had, like, is huge pride. And, you know, even Cormac McHugh, his first game there today, like, made himself available for the game, and, you know, you think he was part of it all along, like, the effort that he put in. But in fairness, they all did. Like, the last thing we wanted was hanging around for another 4 weeks and or 3 weeks trying to get ourselves right for Louth or whoever it be from Lowry Mar. But look, it's where it's at now. It's where it's at, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. I'm done and they're done. And hopefully they can pick it up between seasons and don't let what happened last year happen again and move on.
And as you said before, these boys, they work for each other. There's no resentment towards Damien Casey stealing all the limelight. They work to get the ball to him, and a goal in 17 is an incredible tally.
I didn't even know what he had now, but, you know, you just wouldn't notice Damien's score building up because of that. Like, lads are just so happy to get the score. You know, there was one or two balls there that was hit to him in the second half that lads further out could have absolutely went for shots, like Sean Ogue once or twice, Murph once or twice there. But, you know, they're happy to hit Damien all the time, and 117 it is, it's immense.